Should I just be doing doo doo and then you come in?
Okay.
I'm doing doo doo.
Our party foul has just been saved by Karen. Good move, Karen. Hello and welcome to show number
11.
Oh, your microphone's sad today. Anna's got a flopsy microphone going
on
right now.
What's it called? Yes. Flaccid. Yes, thank you. That's exactly the word I was looking for.
Yes. I'm sorry, Annie. I'm very sorry. So we're here, and we are celebrating the 100th comic and the 10th podcast. And hello, and welcome to show number 11.
Show number 11.
We could keep playing. I thought I was going to riff.
Everybody who has a guitar knows how to play Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I was going to riff. I would break out with my clarinet.
Except for Anya. Everybody else, though.
I'd like to introduce some of our other hosts tonight.
Why don't you go for that?
I shall. And our first host? Hi.
And your name is?
I don't think anyone could top that. I think we're done. Sorry, guys. You guys don't get to say hello. And who else do we have?
Eric Skiff.
Why do I feel like this is that part of Pulp Fiction?
I kind of feel like it's the beginning of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Okay, we got a camera noise for Julian.
Julian Ravage.
Well, now, and who do we have back there?
Hi, I'm Nick.
Nick?
Else? Anyone?
I hear there's a black man in the room. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, shit. Well, we are in Brooklyn.
Hello. Karen McGee. Hello.
Hey, this is Robin E.
Robin E. Like, you're kind of like
Megan.
A Robin. Oh, just Megan.
Just Megan. I think I actually know a Just Todd I could hook you up with.
Oh, man. Shit.
Do you?
Then I really honestly do.
Hi.
Was that
That's Anya again
hi?
With her. Just Anya.
Yes. So if you haven't noticed, we have been having a little bit of festivities here. We have engaged in the liquids of the alcoholic kind.
But unless Kelly's mom is listening to.
As Dorian, the black man, would like to say, the happy sauce. As Colleen, the black woman, would like to say, the Smirnoff Razz. Which is like the girliest drink in the world. I had Smirnoff Razz all night, and the other thing I had was
Peach schnapps.
It was a fuzzy navel, but without the alcohol. So it was basically just orange juice. And
I think you're way the fuck behind, bitch.
I actually
am. Hey, Colleen's mom, if you're listening, Colleen has drunk about 8,000 times less alcohol than everybody else. So
and if you do the math, because you are a math teacher, mother, that means I've drank 8,000 times less. Oh, there was nothing to multiply, was there? Well, now.
Not much.
Okay, we have two more people have entered the room. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Kate.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And would your shirt like to introduce itself?
I have no emotion. I'm
she's Spock.
I'm so Spock.
I must say that Kate is going to be in the comic just because of the amazing, well, she's amazing too, but her shirt tonight is fantastic. She's got the most beautiful Spock shirt I have ever seen. Yes. Yes, you get to. And we have one more person in the room.
I'm Marianne.
And I'm so amazing that I'm in stereo. This will be the only part of the show in stereo.
So we've got a couple goals tonight.
That's how cool Marianne is.
One of the goals is to get Colleen to drink something that is not basically Kool-Aid. One
Which
of the other
really,
goals.
Which is really, really hard to do.
We've got a lot of very, very musically talented people tonight, and I'm not even sure how many instruments we have in my apartment right now. Normally we brag because we've got,
whoever,
you know,
there's a tambourine over there somewhere, people. Pick it up. Oh, we got it. Dorian's got the fucking tambourine.
We've got
and
a
shit.
Tambourine. We've got a clarinet. We've got, I don't know how many guitars because I ran out of fingers.
But nobody's going to be able to figure out how to play it because it's really confusing.
We've got at least two kazoos, and you know what I found out tonight?
We got a lot of singers.
I can't play kazoo.
You gotta sing to play kazoo. I bet you could, you just not practiced.
No, I'm not good at humming because it tickles.
Well, you're a big pussy, is what I think.
So I blow into it and it doesn't do anything.
No.
So.
Oh, you're not a kid who's a. But you're sucking on a reed like it's your job, so.
Well, it is my job. This is Anya's reed and I'm getting the clarinet prepared for her.
Except for that she doesn't know the solo yet.
What was that song you were just playing?
You have to play the solo.
Oh, Anya actually is going to sing because her voice is very stellar. But Robin has re-entered the room with a recorder. Oh, wow. And one of... And let me see, what is that little... do you have it? Actually, no, you don't have it.
We got a harmonica.
Screamer whistle.
We got a recorder.
Actually, let me play the kazoo for everyone.
And we got some kind of crazy whistle shit.
Tonight we are going to be performing that smash hit by Patrick Swayze of the Smash movie. No, that actually wasn't my Patrick Swayze. Kate just asked me if that was my Patrick Swayze impression. My Patrick Swayze impression is, hey, look, guys, my butt just crossed the screen. You could almost see it. That was my Patrick Swayze. Okay, who else in the room? Whoa, Spuds McKenzie is attacking Megan.
Spuds just totally came out of hiding.
So how many other girls in the room have had slumber parties where you watched Dirty Dancing and you spent about half an hour trying to get the exact pause on the ass shot of Patrick Swayze? Anyways, we got one hand.
I've never done that. I am a girl, but I kind of wish I had.
Yes.
You still have time.
There's still lots of...
You've got many years.
Someday we'll have a
summer party.
Did anybody else dance at the end and, like, to, like, along with the movie when they're singing I've Had the Time of My Life and then point to each other, like, when they say, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you do the head thing. He goes, oh, it all to you.
You have to mouth it.
The point where he's like, I owe it all to you, and he's like, yeah, and he's all into it. That's me.
But she doesn't.
She doesn't.
I thought that you should have done it together.
No. Because he's so much more devoted. That just shows that he's okay with his masculinity.
So I have a theory, and some people aren't very happy about it. I don't believe that Jennifer Grey did the water scene.
You.
Colleen can go to hell.
Whore.
You know what, Colleen? I think that might be true, because it doesn't look like her, and she's not that talented of a dancer, let's be honest. You know, from a real perspective. I think she had a stunt double.
All right, wait.
Of course she had a stunt double.
Are you also going to tell me that Matthew Broderick did not dance in front of all of, where were they, Chicago? Singing Dunkashane? Are you trying to tell me he didn't do that?
And that Jennifer Beals didn't do the, like...
But
watch
that was, I mean, are you trying to say that wasn't his voice? Yeah. That, like, what? Like, no, oh, she didn't do her dancing, he didn't do his singing?
Well, because Dunkashane is sung by a woman, so
No, it's not. Whoa. Wayne Newton.
Wait,
are you
which
not telling me
the hottest dude alive
that
in
Wayne
Las
Newton
Vegas?
Is not a woman?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wayne Newton is number six on my list.
I actually did not see Vegas Vacation.
Dunkashane, darling, Dunkashane.
So if you haven't noticed, even though I have not had much of the liquid alcoholic, Annie has got enough for both of us.
Shut the fuck up. Just because I'm singing Dunkashane in front of a large group of people.
Actually, Chris Pierce actually told me a fantastic story before, so we'll have to make sure we get him in the room again soon.
So, finally, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to do the thing that we all came here to do. And you know what that is?
Totally.
I live here.
You guys.
Totally surprise me.
It's both of those
peanut
things.
Peanut butter sandwich time.
Along with singing Patrick Swayze's She's Like Me.
I thought we were waiting until Patrick Swayze got here. I invited him.
Or we could do something
else
first,
on my live
but
journal.
Nobody put that on my schedule.
I'm sure Patrick Swayze is reading my live journal. Yes?
We have an opening act.
There's an opening act for Patrick Swayze.
Should I move out of the way for that?
Oh, if it's Jennifer Grey, I'm going to feel so bad.
Okay. Because that would be
it's
so sad.
It's not her real nose.
I feel very sad. She had that show that came out a few years ago where it was like, Jennifer Grey, and she's hot. And I was like, oh, and she's, oh, that's
her career.
Hey,
like, changing it.
Hello!
Shit!
How are you doing? I'm Colleen, by the way. I'm, like, hiding over here.
Is that censorship?
That's great.
No.
No, come on in. Actually, we just had someone enter from one of our bands. Would you like to say hello?
Is this Pointly Guy?
No, this is Greg.
From?
Hi, Greg.
Ponce de
Leon. Ponce de Leon, yeah. Yes.
And actually,
the mustache.
I just heard that people in the room have planned some surprise for something.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
I think it's time for the surprise.
I think it's time to go for it.
Shit, yeah, bitch.
Wait, what the fuck are we doing?
I don't know. Feel free. This is not NPR.
I think there was. Nah, it's all right. I'm not the only one going for it.
Do you need a drink?
Something like
I have no idea what's going on. Baby, I'm so excited. Wow.
That's so cool.
Like, it's just out of nowhere. Just, it happened.
Wow. Shit.
It's unrehearsed.
It's like a Broadway show. It's really hard to talk when my mouth is on the ground. That was awesome. I don't know if you heard, but in the middle, I just said I had a baby. I'm so excited. It was a boy, 6 pounds, 7 ounces.
Me too. I had a baby.
What sex was it?
That's really
again.
Rude.
Next time, maybe wasps, hornets.
So Anya had a sexless baby, which is great. Actually, one in every 100 babies is born hermaphroditic. What? Think about the 100 people you know. At least one of them has a lot of extra things. Yes.
In here?
In XXY?
Sort of a female hermaphroditic.
hermaphrodite.
Ah.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Plus size.
Plus size.
I lost the thread of whatever the hell we were talking about a while ago.
Well, that was great, you guys.
Jamie
I really
Lee
appreciate
Curtis.
That. That was fucking awesome. That
when
was
the
beautiful.
Conversation was wrong.
I've never had a bigger smile in my life.
So, did you guys make that up tonight?
It's actually totally Eric's idea.
Yeah. I was really hoping Mason would be here because I thought he would run it, and then Dorian and Nick showed up. I was like, yeah!
Mason Brown, who did our amazing outro, is actually not here tonight because he's preparing for the Brown party, which he has the color theme parties, which I keep...
People are missing that.
Well, it's if you're going to miss a color party, you might as well miss the brown party. No offense, Mason. I love you, Mason. But my joke is because Mason's last name is Brown, and instead of wearing all brown like he keeps telling us we're supposed to do, I'm going to dress as Mason. And Mason's got the world's best beard, so I'm trying to figure out where I could buy a beard. So I'm thinking I'll just wait till
I see
some.
I have a few ideas.
Can you buy a full beard where we buy our mustaches?
Sure. Oh. They look like shit, but you can do it.
I choked on a mustache tonight at your party.
You choked on a mustache. Anya bought me a mustache.
Was it someone else's or your own?
No, Anya bought me a mustache, and I was loving it. And it like kind of inspired a new fantasy in me where I kind of want to make out with a guy with a mustache while wearing a fake mustache. But apparently, I mean, it was a pretty quality mustache, but not quality enough that it didn't prevent me from inhaling the mustache and drinking about a sink full of water.
That kind of smell like shit, don't they?
Yeah.
That was I just wanted you to know that.
That's amazing. I actually have my mustache on tonight, which is a few of us do, which we're planning on getting a tattoo on our index finger of a mustache. So
that's
that
a cool idea.
We actually
want to. I don't think I'll participate.
Do that.
But cool for you guys.
I'm waiting till my index fingers get really fat in my old age so it won't hurt as much.
I thought maybe like got on the train
I'm hoping
today.
That I gain all my weight in my
She was wearing nun shoes. She had on fat fingers.
It's a lot different to be doing this stupid talking when there's actually people watching. Especially us like in a room by ourselves.
But
drunk.
It'll be audible later after because all you guys in the background, you'll be audible but less audible than me. And Colleen.
Yes, that's true.
So you hear my one-liners later. So,
would you like to do the song?
We're waiting for a little bit of tunage to be really, really Southern Californian about it. We're waiting for some tunage.
Well, I think I
be awesome, yo.
So
shit.
I'm passing my mic over to whoever.
Pass it the round, yo.
awkward.
I'm gonna hand this over to Mariette.
I have absolutely nothing to say, though.
Say something funny.
I don't know anything funny.
Something funny.
Well, here, do a plug for the show.
A plug for which show?
The show that you're
producing. Oh, yeah. You guys should all come to the show that I'm producing. It's called Broin' Out, and with hosts Leo Allen and Tony Kameen, two very funny comedians, and the outstanding Corn Mo will be the musical guest.
Is it Lara Kraft?
I feel nervous when the microphone
But it's November 28th, 9:30 at the Upper East Citizens Brigade. Come see Corn Mo, rock out, and a bunch of comedians making fools of themselves. Oh, there's Colleen. Thank God. I'm giving this back.
And she has a drink.
About Patrick Swayze. Like, www.patrickswayze.net is his official website.
.net, not .com?
It's .net, because I looked it up the other day to find beautiful pictures. There's a beautiful one of him in, like, tight jeans and cowboy boots with his leg, like, lifted up by his face.
Here's the thing with Dirty Dancing. My mom literally watched this movie about 200 times when I was a kid. She would watch it every time she ironed the clothes. So from the time I was 4 to the time I was like 14, I had this song burned into my brain as she was like, nursing uniforms. And the dance scene, that's Jennifer Grey, people.
Yeah, she's beautiful and amazing.
And it's totally her nose in that movie.
It's her nose.
Her heart. And nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody.
They don't.
Okay, I need to get some room on this guy. I'm gonna undo this. Her name is Francis.
I never figured out that abortion part until like last year. Is that bad? I was like, I thought she just had a stomach ache.
Yeah, it took me years before I had any idea what was going on. I'm like, Dirty Knife, what happened to her?
I didn't get it either. I was like, was she eating some kind of food? And Annie is trying to kill me, obviously.
I didn't move. You moved.
That's and right. I can't ever figure out what her dad did to make
her. He's a lawyer or a doctor. He's a doctor.
He's Jerry Orbach.
This is Jerry
fucking Orbach.
Orbach.
Jesus Christ.
Jerry fucked a what?
Who actually looks a lot like my dad.
He fucked Orvo Rennbacher?
Kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Oh my God.
I feel like
what would their child look like?
I guess she likes the baby.
She likes the pop?
But all he did, I feel like, was like give her something.
That was
Roadhouse. I don't know. I never saw that one. I didn't get it, but I laughed like I understood it.
If it doesn't have Swayze ass in it, you have not seen the movie. Does that have Swayze ass in it?
That's
Roadhouse?
Like,
oh yeah.
Is like, all Swayze ass?
That's like Swayze doing like Tai Chi in a bar.
I appreciate
like,
it.
Has Swayze ever done a movie where you don't use that?
He's got a great ass.
Point Break.
Do you?
You don't.
Actually, this is Red Dawn.
You don't see it.
But that's what the title's about.
It's his
crack. Well, he's laying down on his sleep on his back. When he wakes up, it's gonna be a dawn of a red ass.
I guess so.
It's the way pressure works.
But
it's
when
the
crack of dawn. And Jennifer Grey were in it together. It was like their first time together. You could feel the chemistry.
Now, did she actually play her own role in that movie?
She did, but she barely spoke, and then she died, and then she blew herself up.
So now nobody has to see it.
I'm not sure if
that's
not the whole
movie.
So they're probably just hearing you be like, she blew herself?
She did.
All right.
Okay, people.
I am actually
who's ready?
Ah, that's a good one. I've never thought of...
You know what I listened to today, which no one else will find entertaining you?
I listened to Electric Counterpoint 4 times in a row today. That song is awesome.
Yeah, man.
It was this. Okay, when I was in college, I was in a classical guitar group, and we played this song called Electric Counterpoint that was 9 minutes long, and I played one note the entire song. Wow. And I hated it when I played it, and I
What note was it?
Oh! Oh! Another baby! Someone had a baby!
Someone just dropped a baby.
Oh my God!
Was it a sexless baby?
Yeah. What happened?
It's sort of a real squeeze.
We maybe should have tried this before we all got
boxes,
drunk.
But it stops there. I can play one song on it.
Oh my God, that's so hot.
I used to read every day until Bush got reelected,
oh, yeah.
And then I shunned them.
I was like,
penguins until then.
Okay. I'm not really doing it at all, other than saying finger symbols.
You're playing the clarinet. You're playing the big.
Quietly in a corner, Yola Tango looks around and goes, "Where the fuck are we?"
I don't think our band's gonna go anywhere.
We'll be here all week.
Come on, Colleen. Time now.
Hey. Oh. Hey.
This isn't quite working. Let's do this. All right, quietness time. Which means stop moving.
Damn it. Well, I didn't expect this to happen.
Already? Aren't you playing clarinet? How are you going to play that shit with the clarinet?
Give me time.
I think the clarinet's more important than the finger singing bazaar.
Oh, shit.
You can't play clarinet with finger singing bazaar.
Are you set?
The noise.
Who's making the thunder noise at the end?
Oh, let's have drunken cakes.
You have to point at me when this comes in.
It's right before the big sack, the second sack solo that's going to be on a clarinet.
It's after With Only a Dream, right?
Well, wait, after like the third or fourth time. It says rock it out or something like break it down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright.
I don't remember it. I knew it was B and then C.
Oh, okay.
Are we going to do this? Are we going to do it?
Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Maybe. I'm actually not going to play the.
What?
Go for
it. Are we ready?
Does someone
want to
count it off? Or?
Ready.
Andy is the
band leader. I really don't want to be the band leader.
All right.
You're
doing a great job.
You're
playing me.
You're beautiful.
Ready? Okay. Yes. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
She's like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me. She leaves me the moonlight only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart. She doesn't know what she's done. Just a
she's like the wind.
I just want to say that I thank you all for being here and being a part of this totally crash course of musical geniusness.
I thought it turned out really well.
It's really good and really bad. I can't even explain it. It's beautiful.
I'd like to actually, can we do an instant replay of Kate's solo, which I don't know if we caught on microphone as well. Kate, your lovely solo.
Thunder.
Kate practiced that for 3 months.
I did.
6 hours a day. Thank you, Kate. Very good. She lost her job, but yeah.
But it's worth it.
She's living on the corner of 37th and 6th.
Medjula Abrangada has now been reestablished.
I think I need...
I think the tempo was kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
We might need some...
I think we have a critic.
Like, oh, my God.
Are we doing that again?
I think it was... Get out of here, Paula... Whatever your name is.
I don't personally
love about the corporate, man. It's about the music,
I
man.
Think it could hurt to do it one more time.
Let's do it one more time.
I think it could hurt.
I'll do it one more time. Now that I have a remembrance of what the fuck I'm doing.
America trying to bring us down, man.
And furthermore.
Yeah, man.
I think everybody else could use the same
You should
go
back to Canada, man.
Canada, eh?
You don't have the same reaction as you just stare blankly with the microphone in your face as I'm watching them.
I'm gonna let you do it into the microphone.
I'm gonna learn to make that an audible noise.
You should. You practically hear it.
I can hear it. Okay, do you actually want to do it again? I could try to remember how the clarinet thing goes.
Somebody
figure out me and Anya want to do it again.
Where's the accordion?
Somebody figure out the breakdown. Yeah, just accordion solo.
And I thought we were going... Okay, I thought we were going punk style in the end. I thought we were going to do, like, double time.
Well, we should have shouted.
I thought in my head, I didn't tell you guys, but I thought. That was the natural progression.
I think in the end we should just riff and, like, jam. Make it into a jam session. She liked the way.
This song about farting. And it's not.
No.
But I like to pretend that it's a song about farting.
Well, she's like the wind through my cheese. It's like his cheese could be his ass cheek. And that goes back to Red Dawn. And Patrick
like
Swayze's
his ass.
Fine ass. Sweet.
This whole night is about Patrick Swayze's fine ass.
She's like a wind through my cheese.
My cheese are like the wind. Night. Through Patrick Swayze, you can only hear me.
She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me
with the sun.
She's taking my heart. She doesn't know what she's done.
I think she knows, and I think she's a bitch.
Feel her breath in my face.
She's breathing on me.
Her body close to me.
She smells really sweet.
Can't look in her eyes.
Because they are closed.
She's out of my league.
He plays in the majors.
Just a fool to believe I had anything she needs.
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
She's like a wave.
She's Mr. Moonlight. And now let's see.
God, it's so windy in here.
Is a young old man.
Young old man.
With only a dream.
We call that an oxymoron.
Am I just fooling myself?
that she'll stop the pain.
No pain.
Living without her, I go insane. Nobody knows.
Break it down. Because it kind of breaks. Swayze, if you're listening, there's a warm spot on my bed for you.
And a silkscreen pillow.
And a silkscreen pillow.
With your face on it.
Actually, Luke Skywalker, I'm sorry, Patrick. My
cuticles would never be the same after that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, guys. I think it is time for me to go and have more drinks. And
I think it's time for everybody to go have more drinks. This is our segment of...
There is Hulk Hogan in that box.
Yeah, bitch.
Hulk Hogan is in that box. Get out of the box, Hulk Hogan. Out of the box.
I wish Patrick Swayze were in my box.
That's awesome. That was, not me. So thank you guys for listening to...
I wish my box had a baby in it.
Things can be arranged, I believe.
That sounds a little bit desperate.
All right, I'm going to go and have more drinks, and we might record a little later, but...
You can reach me. My website is www.sketchartists.net. I really want a baby.
She doesn't just want it anywhere. She doesn't want it, like, on a table. She wants it where?
I want it inside my uterus, my womb. Thank you. Also, I'm a petite, and I'm a brunette, and...
She has a uterus. You should mention that, because... I don't know where to put it.
I have a uterus, and all I really need is semen and love.
You don't even have to pay any money.
All right. I believe this is Colleen A.F. Venable saying goodnight. Lock your doors, because I think I'm a little tipsy, and I might go to the wrong room. Patrick?
There's only one room, but I'm Annie Sanders, and thanks for listening, and goodnight.
Yay!
Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with Yanni. Everything will bring a chain of love.
Can't sing.
In the morning when I rise,
Mr. Patrick Swayze,
bring a tear of joy to my eyes. Everything will bring a chain of love.
I think I'm lit. Good night, guys. Have fun. Watch out, guys. Babies are contagious.
People are leaving the room. Is it getting hot in here?
A little bit. Hey, Colleen, hurry the fuck up. Let's play this goddamn song before we leave.